Morning, everyone. Morning. Welcome back to 2021 Tea and Scones. So today is just a warm-up session for Tea and Scones. We've got our first guest coming in next week for Tea and Scones, John Ladoka from over in America. He's a very interesting guest speaker I've lined up for us for Tea and Scones, and it will be at 10 a.m. Queensland time, not 9 a.m. Queensland time as it is today. So I look forward to having you along next week. But I just wanted to jump on quickly today. So this is just a very short session to blow off the cobwebs and get us ready again for another year of tea and scones. And so what we're going to do this year is we're going to mix it up a little. We're going to have tea and scones will be once a fortnight, and on the in-between fortnights, I'm going to reintroduce a concept which we wrote a book on about 5 years ago called The Power of Great Questions. More about that in just a minute. But in regard to tea and scones, the concept for tea and scones, and I'm just going to go through and read some notes here. I'm still warming up after the holidays. But I just want to make tea and scones each week focus on things such as motivation. Longevity is something that we've had some requests for, obviously health, positivity, general interest, and all those sorts of things. And I just want to make sure that every fortnight this year that we have someone interesting for our tea and scones sessions on a Monday morning, 10 a.m. Queensland, Australia time. And if you know someone that you think would be very interesting for me to interview, please just drop me a note, let me know. And I'll invite them to come on and obviously have a chat with them. We don't go any longer than half an hour, but you know, we're looking at 20 to 30 minutes each Monday morning. If you know someone that would be of interest to the general public, please do let me know. So that's the tea and scones every fortnight. And on the other weeks, so there will be something on it every week. And on the other weeks, what we're going to do is bring back the great concept, the power of great questions, and I'm going to interview different people there in regard to what are the questions they asked to elicit the greatest and most powerful responses from people that they are engaged with. How do people become the most valuable versions of themselves by not telling, but by asking great questions? And Sarah Cox and I wrote a book on this some years ago. Here's the book here. Power of Great Questions, Real Conversations Which Matter. I highly commend that book to you. There's a website which you'll see up here. Website's actually thepowerofgreatquestions.com. Now if you go on there, and I'm hoping that this works, if you go on there you'll see some of the different speakers, and down the bottom, if you click on this link here, you can watch on that page, you can watch all the interviews on YouTube. And if you want to buy the book, you can buy the book on there as well. So please let us know what your thoughts are there. But I just wanted to mix it up a little this year. And I just thought Tea and Scones was such a great success last year. Had a lot of people that were calling in and watching us each week. Had great feedback. The number of really great and interesting people, interesting speakers and so on, we had during the year. And for those who are interested too, we're actually converting those videos to audio podcasts as well, so people will be able to watch the podcasts of Tea and Scones from last year. And certainly we'll be creating the podcast series for The Power of Great Questions as well. And as part of that, I'll be replaying some of the interviews that we did when we made the book. And some of those are very interesting. Robert DiCostello, for example, is just one of the great Australians we interviewed as part of putting that book together. Great guy, and was very, very interesting to interview Rob in regards to what he's doing for the Indigenous Marathon Project and so on. But I want to really, by doing The Power of Great Questions, you know, really the prominence of it came back to me. I've been catching up with someone recently, a mate of mine, and I notice he's always telling me things, telling me what he thinks, and always, you know, he's one of those guys that gives advice, and he's always telling you what you should do and how you should do it and so on. And it really resonated with him, the difference between someone doing that and I think the success and the better approach is to ask questions of people rather than just hop on and start telling people what you think they should do and what they shouldn't do and so on. And I think in all forms of life, if you can come up with really good questions and interesting questions to ask people, it actually makes you more interesting yourself. So we're going to delve into that and work out what are the things that that you can ask people, either in your career, in your personal life or whatever. What are the questions you can ask to make you more interesting? Because actually asking a good question ends up making you more interesting. It's not just listening to the response from the other person, which is important, but the depth of the questions that you ask. And I think you get a much better response from people. And as I say, this experience I've had over the last few months, it's been interesting listening to someone tell. I just going to have the conversation with them. If they could turn that around and twist that around and just start asking questions, that'd be so much more engaging, so much more valuable. Because when you ask someone a question, getting the response from them, one, it makes it their idea, not yours, and they're more likely to take action on it. But it helps people discover for themselves what the greatest course of action is that they should take, and it makes you very, very valuable for asking those right questions. So, as I say, just a very short tea and scones this morning. We've got a great guest for next week. So next week it'll be tea and scones, the week after Power of Great Questions, and alternating every week thereafter. 10 a.m. Queensland time, Australia. Book it in your diary. The other thing, so tea and scones, Power of Great Question. The other thing is, as you know, I've just finished my last book in regard to an estate planning called Succession, Legacy and Dignity. At the moment, we're just advertising it heavily on Facebook as a way for people to be able to get access to that. If you haven't seen any of the ads on Facebook or you'd like a copy of Succession, Legacy and Dignity, please just drop me a note and happy to let you know how you can buy that book. The ebook is easy to get and inexpensive, and we're also getting some hardcovers in today, so I think they're arriving hopefully this week, so we'll get those out to you as soon as we can. But just an idea too, and I'd like to throw this to you as a question. What in regard to the next book that I'd like to write for estate planning, succession planning, which is my core business, is that I think inside most people that I deal with is a horror story of someone or a number of people they know where people haven't done their estate and succession planning properly, and it's just turned into an absolute nightmare. They're the words I can use. It's turned into an absolute nightmare. And, you know, just about every person I talk to, including you, I believe, has a story of someone you know who has had an absolute or knows of a disaster, a family where mum or dad have died or both have died and the kids have fought, they've squabbled. It's turned into an absolute disaster. And I think there's value in me putting together a publication where all those sort of stories can be laid out. Because a lot of times people I find procrastinate about doing something about their estate and their succession planning. And the procrastination is what leads to the absolute disasters at the other end, where families fall apart. Kids never talk to each other, and the real sadness and the real tragedy is nephews and nieces never chat to each other again because their parents, siblings, you know, the brothers and sisters at the second level, have fallen out over something that happened in mum and dad's estate. And as you know, my aim in life is to save the lives of a million families before I'm gone. And I think creating this book would be one of the ways of doing that. And I'd like to ask you if you know a horror story and you'd like to contribute one of the chapters. We're writing 99 chapters. It's going to be estate planning 99 horror stories. And if you know of a story, you can either put your name to it or do it anonymously, whatever you'd like. Obviously, we protect the anonymity of all the people that you talk about. But if you'd like to contribute a story, we can change the names, we can do all those sorts of things if you so wish, give you credit or not give you credit. But if you'd like to contribute a chapter, one of the 99 or two of the 99 chapters in that book, love to hear from you as well. So please get in contact in regard to any of those things. If you've got someone you think would be a great person for me to interview on Tea and Scones, someone you think would be a great person for me to interview on the power of great questions or a story you'd like to add to our next estate planning book, The 99 Horror Stories. So that's probably not going to be the final name of the book, but that's the working title. Anyway, thanks for your time today. Just wanted to open up the airwaves on Tea and Scones for 2021, and look forward to having you back each week to join us. Thanks for your time today, and we will see you next week.